Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
Producer Slim.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. It is May 29th, 2019, and welcome... Oh, you better have a seatbelt on today. That's all I'm saying.
Jay, it's not Wednesday. It's not Wednesday.
It's not just a Wednesday.
It's not just Wednesday. Oh! It's a Whopper Wednesday.
You did right.
And Cowboy. Here's former Gonzaga Bulldog, Rob Sacrin.
Oh, my. Welcome back.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up, Rob?
Welcome home.
Man, it feels good to be home. Feels good.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people coming into the studio. Nobody makes the three of us smile more than you do. So
oh, I appreciate that,
welcome
fellas. You know what?
What?
You guys need some new headphones.
Hey, welcome back.
I don't know if those are new.
I did get new headphones.
I don't know if those are new.
Well,
I don't know.
There's a story that goes with them. They're not mine.
Okay, of course.
They belong to the station. And
Rob, they were the ones that you used to wear.
Yeah, I fell in love with them.
Those are the ones you were wearing before.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I liked them so much.
And he wouldn't buy any, so he just took those. And now
what happened to the whole... Like, I thought you were going to, like, try new headphones. You had the Beats, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
I love Rob's memory, man.
I don't like any of them here. I like the headphones I have at home. They're great, but I tried these on here, and they just seem durable. I haven't broke them yet. They're great.
Oh, boy.
You know what I've noticed, though?
They're made for big men. Obviously, you used them.
I do like them. I do like the big headphones, but I don't like flying with them.
Really?
They're uncomfortable to try to sleep in or anything.
Yeah. Is that it?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
But why? What about this idea? What if you had headphones that if you pushed a button, a little inflatable pillow came out?
Oh,
that
wow.
Or some air conditioning.
I was going to say, aren't they too hot?
Oh, they do make your ears sweat.
I get hot.
Yeah.
I get hot.
Yeah.
And like when I was in Japan, they have all the planes and like the bullet trains. That's where you travel.
Yeah.
They don't have that little air vent.
Oh, they don't? What?
They don't have anything?
No.
Oh, good.
Well, that's dumb.
So you're nice. Just sweating. You got that whatever magazines in front of you, and you're just fanning.
Yeah.
Fanning yourself
yeah.
off. I always think that's weird. It's like you're fanning, so it's like temporary, but you're actually creating more energy.
Yes, you're just miserable. Just sweating on the plane.
And let's face it, those little vents sometimes don't do much, but at least.
Oh, anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times it's mental.
It's better than nothing.
It's just a mental thing. Yeah, those headphones are hot.
Goodness.
So if you could have air conditioning and a pillow in them.
Yeah, we've had that where it's been hot in the studio and we take our headphones off and Jay's like, are your ears wet? And I'm like, oh yeah.
That's disgusting.
Wet too, buddy.
It's so gross.
Yeah. It's hot.
It's a question you don't normally ask another grown man. Are your ears wet?
Rob, are you a sleeper on the airplane, or are you someone who has to watch a movie and listen to stuff? Because you have long flights. That flight from Japan back here is a long flight.
If I can get 4 hours, I'm winning.
Four hours of sleep?
4 hours. If I get up to 4 hours, I'm winning.
Because how long is the flight?
So it's longer to go there than it is to come back. So I think it was just under 9 hours flying back from Tokyo to Seattle. But over going to there, I flew Spokane, San Fran to Tokyo. It was like, I want to say 11 hours from San Fran.
Fun.
Yeah. So if I can get like 4 to 5, I'm winning. Man. That's another 6. Yeah. I'm just thinking I'm flying across the country.
Yeah, man. Woo. That's a long time.
Man.
But it's so roomy for you.
Yeah.
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 Just,
yeah.
It's comfy.
For sure. If I one time I had this child next to me. It wasn't my child, but it was a child next right. to me. And I just put my feet in there.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, they're not going to use it.
Yeah, your feet aren't touching the ground, buddy. I'm using this.
Yeah, but
young man, when you grow up, you'll understand.
That's right.
No, I don't. I try to just sleep as much as I can.
Okay.
Drink some beers at the airport and sleep.
Get a little nap.
Sleep encouragement, we call that at the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take an $8 sleep encouragement.
Yeah, exactly.
How
$20
happy?
For a bottle of water.
Right.
In order, Rob, you've got 3 kids. In the age range from what, 2 to 8?
7 to 1.
7 to 1. Okay. So you've got that age range.
Good odds.
Well, who is the most excited to see you to the least excited to see you? You had not seen your kids for 4 months.
I think they were all equally just as jacked.
Oh, very good parenting answer.
Even the little one.
Oh, he is just a monster now.
Is he really?
Oh.
The Komodo dragon.
Yeah. He just doesn't sit still. Never sit still.
Oh, you've got a wild one.
So he's how much over 1? No, like
a year and a half.
Okay.
Because let's talk about
he's over, full on. He's got the walking down. He's got the running, moving. I just
put him in a diaper now and just let him run.
Well, let's talk about Rob's kids because they are all so different. I feel like your son, your oldest son, is very, like he's very smart and he asks questions. And he's not wild.
I looked that up. What you're about to say. All the kids are different. So there is a thing. There's the oldest child is always more mature and more like more responsible and has more leadership, I guess, because when he's the first one.
Yeah, they take on that role immediately because they got to, you know, they take on sisters and
Q is very nice. He is very respectful. He's pleases and thank yous every time I've been around him. He's a very nice kid.
Well, and also it's just when you had him or her, whoever the firstborn child is, that's who the parents both put all their energy in.
Soul focus.
Focus. Oh, we're going to make this one the best one. And then you have the second one and then you're like, oh, this is okay. We're just gonna have to, you know, change some things up.
And your second one was a girl.
We're playing man to man now. We were double teaming. Yeah, now we're playing man to man.
Right.
Now I'm in the zone.
Your second was a girl too.
We're leaving some threes open. Some places on the court. We're leaving some threes open.
Maybe an occasional offensive rebounds given up.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We can't cover everything.
You're making some defense.
Get big, Rob. Exactly. Get big and try to stop two of them at once.
Exactly.
Making some defensive mistakes.
Exactly.
What about Vanessa? How did she react to her husband, who she hadn't seen in a while, being home?
She was good.
More excited than the kids or less excited?
A little bit of both.
Well,
I think she just realized she had another.
We don't blame her.
Yeah, she had another child coming to the house.
Yes.
Well,
any chance of baby number 4?
I hope not.
Sure.
Kevin, there's no zone that could cover 4.
No, there's not. You're absolutely outnumbered at 4.
That's when you that's when you find out. You're like, I just hope I don't have twins.
Oh,
I don't have twins. Do we have twins in your family? You have twins in your family?
Yeah. I mean, 4 would be a plenty of stress, but if it went to 5 instead.
Well, that's what happened
to a
guy over there in Japan I played against. He had 2, and then he had 4.
Yep.
And that is a dramatic.
That happened to my buddy. He had 2 girls. No. They were going to try for a boy. Now he's got 4 girls.
No.
Yep. Ooh.
Just like that.
Boom. There
we
you
know,
go.
We know a gentleman who went from having 0 kids, married a lady with 2 kids, and then they had baby together, and they had twins, and then they decided, you know, we want to have another baby.
Right.
Just do one more.
You know, so they could have 3 kids, and they had twins again.
No.
So he went from 0 to 6 kids in the matter of a couple of years.
I was going to say less than 2 years.
Just with 3, it's been an adjustment on a lot of things in the fact that, like, you just can't get in the car. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yes, I do. Actually, I do know what you mean.
Like, you just can't just get in the car, you know? Like,
everything takes forever.
Oh, man, it's a process. You got to give yourself a good 20 minutes before you, like, What time are we leaving at? 1? Okay, let's get everybody prepared for 1 o'clock to get ready.
Rob, oldest is a boy. He's leadership role, super chill, cool. Your youngest son is wild child. You put the diaper
on
him.
No, he's not wild. He's a sweetheart. He's the baby.
He goes and goes and goes.
Right. He's just a baby.
Yeah. But right smack dab in the middle of your two sons is your daughter, who is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, man. She's something.
What is she up to? Because she's now at an age where she's got to be, I mean, everything changes quick.
Girls are different.
Range she's in.
Girls are different.
You need us to explain it to you, bud?
Girls are different. I just didn't realize they cried so much. I really didn't.
They're sensitive, Robert.
I say, hey, sweetie, enough with the tears. Talk.
That usually solves it.
I know. Hey, you built Ford tough. Let's go.
Did you ever try this with Vanessa and realize it didn't work?
I tell her.
You
built Ford tough. Come on. Buck up.
And do you realize with girls, if you just pay them a little of attention for whatever's wrong for a moment, then they seem to get over it?
But she just doesn't stop, man. She does not stop. She's relentless. She stayed with my mom this weekend, and the house was just...
Leslie's an angel, by the way.
Yes, very much so. And it was so quiet in the house, because she's the middle child too, so she likes to like mess with the big one. Like the two boys can like get together,
coexist
and not even bother each other. But no, she's ripping something from Q, and then she's ripping something from Tana, and then it's just all over the place. It's just I love her to death, but woo, girls are different.
Put that on the poll this morning. Are girls different? Just put that on there and see what happens.
Are girls different? They are much, much more sensitive.
Yes, that's the rumor.
What? Why are you crying?
You guys should try to have another girl.
I thought about that.
And
I'd be okay with if we had another one, it would be a girl. I hope it would be a girl. So then I'd have
if you were
boy,
guaranteed
girl, boy girl.
Wow. Then I had my oldest girl.
Boy, and then I had my
If you were guaranteed to have a girl, you'd be willing to have another kid.
I'd think about it. I definitely. If it's, I just don't want boy, girl, boy, boy.
No.
See, that's
no,
the
we don't want
that's
that.
The challenge. I
right,
think. Yeah.
Right. Right. Because I.
You want
then,
to live.
Then you got. Then you got. It's just.
It's really.
It's complicated. Now I have my oldest boy. My girl, my only girl, and my youngest boy, so I can mix match. Now, if I had a girl, then it would be my oldest boy, my oldest girl, my youngest boy, my youngest girl.
Yeah, you're worried about a potential favorites situation.
Bingo.
I feel you.
Bingo.
Yep. Bingo. I get it, Rob.
Wow.
I think of these things.
Because you're like, you're my favorite youngest son. And that works. Yeah. You're my favorite oldest son. Right. You're my favorite daughter.
Everybody's their own.
Yeah.
Everybody's their own.
You throw that boy in there.
Everybody's their own. But if you have that boy at the end.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's tough. Oh. Yeah,
oh, boy.
Someone's getting forgotten.
Yeah.
You better off to just stop.
Go clean the house. Clean the house.
Yep.
All right, well, you're going to be here all day today, Liz, right?
All day.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, let's go.
Jay, Kevin, and Slim in the morning. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
First of all, welcome back.
Great to have you.
Yeah.
Those headphones must be amazing.
Kevin James.
Those headphones. Must be amazing for you to duct tape them.
They're all broken up.
Oh, man. I'm so mad about it.
No, but.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, our good friend Rob Zachary is back, and he's here today on a Wobbert Wednesday.
Hoo-ah, Charlie!
Excited about that. I'm not sure.
I remind him.
I don't know. Remind him he's live on the air.
Son of a woman. Charlie.
Audio Vault brought to you by Spokane River Forum and Kaiser Permanente.
Kevin, since you are the voice of the Gonzaga Bulldogs in the public
voice
address.
Voice of reasoning. Kevin's the voice of reasoning in here.
Yeah, and the voice of reasoning, which is really scary. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So that is hilarious. Can you do us your best Gonzaga intro to let the people who don't have any clue who the hoo-ah in the studio is, let them know a little bit about Robert.
Ooh.
Let them know about him. Good God. Yeah, this man.
Good God.
This man right here is sitting to my left and to Jay's right and right in front of you, Slim.
He's Robert.
He's Canadian.
Okay. Canadian. Yeah. Okay, strike. I mean, check.
Canadian.
Cajun.
He's also a former Bulldog.
Mm. You left out country. He's Canadian.
Cajun. Country.
Yeah.
Cajun.
Yeah.
He's one of the most confused people I've ever met. He is a former Gonzaga Bulldog, a former Los Angeles Laker.
Right.
And now a Cebuchi Sun Rocker.
Amen, brother.
Do you consider yourself still a Sun Rocker?
Amen,
what are you right
brother.
Now? I don't know. How does it work when the season's over? Are you still a Sun Rocker?
I just take it day by day, brother.
Okay.
Day by day.
So you just wait and see.
We all do, Rob.
Yep.
I like that plan.
We're going to get into here in about 15 minutes. We're going to ask Rob a couple questions just to welcome him back.
Are we going
to
talk about your Trailblazers?
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to ask Rob a couple questions coming up in a little bit. We'll get into that. But
Kevin, have you ever said Gonzaga? You know how you say Gonzaga Bulldogs? You're Gonzaga Bulldogs. Have you ever done Cebuchi Sun Rockers?
Cebuchi Sun Rockers.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I would like that.
You know.
Close. It's not Cebuchi, but it's okay.
Oh, what is it?
Shibuya?
Shibuya!
Yeah.
That's
way
better.
Fun
to
that's
say.
Way better.
Shibuya!
Sounds like a game show.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, let's do it. Rob lived in California for a while. He played for the Los Angeles Lakers. They're hardly in the news at all right now.
No.
But when he was playing, I do believe, who was the governor when you were playing? Was it Arnold?
What? No.
It was after Arnold?
Yeah.
Well.
We're talking about governors?
Well, here's the deal, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is really famous.
Correct.
Famous enough that he's writing a book. Famous enough that because of this book, it has led to a song with Austrian singer Andreas Gabalier, who wrote a song celebrating Arnold's life and career.
Hmm.
And the reason we play a clip of it for you is because Arnold raps.
Oh.
If you would call it rapping.
Oh, boy.
I'm Hercules in Manhattan downtown. Pump it up, don't bring it down.
All right, here you go.
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Listen carefully. Dig deep down and ask yourself, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. If you believe success will come to you. Work like hell, trust yourself, and all your dreams come true.
Whoa.
Break some rules, not the law. Don't be afraid to fail. You have to think outside the box. I say no pain, no gain. I don't wanna hear it can't be done. Give always something back. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back.
And just like that, he used every single one of Rob's lines in one song. He missed Get the Baby Off the Streets. He missed. What's your other one?
Chicks dig a dude's respect.
Yep. Something about being the boss or something like that. I forget
pay
that.
Pay the cost, be the boss.
Pay the cost.
I mean, pay the missed, bills.
There's a couple, so Arnold has room to work on.
He should have had that one.
Man.
Arnold has room to work on.
What a good message, though.
Arnold sharing like a Sesame Street variety of music
right.
with well, us
what
about
what was going on there?
You're right.
It's Arnold, man.
No. He actually has a good speech on YouTube. I forgot what it was called, but there's a good speech that he does talking about what he was rapping about. But we could just look at the speech. We don't need to hear him rap.
Right.
That was hard.
Yeah.
That was hard.
And then there was this that happened. That was Arnold rapping. This is something I always love. I love when TV people get angry. I like when you're on some news and someone gets fired up or something bad happens on
He's
the
like,
news.
There's a fly in my mouth.
Yes. So here's the deal. The Bachelorette is airing on Monday night. And in
this show's still on.
Yes, oh, it man. Is, Rob. No, you can't go on it.
What?
Ohio. Hey. In Ohio, they have a tornado warning. And they interrupt the show, The Bachelorette, to announce that there's bad weather coming.
And immediately,
there was some severe tornadoes. Yeah.
Immediately, they get pushed back by viewers who are like, put the show back on. And the meteorologist did not like it.
Well, this heavy rain is between you and the tornado. That's why this is a dangerous situation tonight. It's dark. It's also rainy. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice rain. Think about this. This was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Well, stop, okay? Just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here. All right. I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that
that's what
really,
Kev
we have
is
people
like.
That don't care about other people's safety around him. Here. That's just ridiculous.
Oh.
That's how Kev feels. Wow. He just storms
man.
Out.
Wow.
That
All right.
That
I'm sorry I did
feelings.
That. It just really bothers me that.
I love that.
That was immediate retraction.
It was.
He had a participation award. That's what he got. He got a bunch of participation awards.
And I get
when he was
that.
A kid.
We're all okay.
I think that they broke in, obviously. They've got big, bad weather.
I mean, it was
but
bad.
But then I like that he spends a minute talking about how to get back to the show. And he's like, well, we're not going to get back to the show because I want to talk for an hour. Just ranting and ranting.
I just have a tip for him. Today. Stay off of social media and just worry about the storm, bud.
That could work.
Block it out, man.
Our boy did it again. I don't know if Rob's been following this.
This cartoon character was based on a character in the educational comic The Intertidal Zone. 30 seconds. Good luck.
By the way, that's a cartoon question that I didn't even understand.
Yeah.
James, over to you now. You had 41,381 interesting totals for you. And you came up with the correct response.
Of course he did.
And you will add 18,000, an even bet. And that takes you up to 59,381 and now gives you a 29-day total of $2,254,938.
Trebek.
Yeah. $2 million.
He did it.
He's almost going to be to $2.3 million.
Has he not been knocked off yet?
No.
Rob, he is currently on a 29-game winning
streak.
Yeah.
So do they tell you what questions they're going to bring up?
You think it's fraud?
No, I'm just curious. Are you just in an encyclopedia?
Rob, he took a year. How about this is what the rumor is. He took a year off his job, and all he did for a year was practice for Jeopardy. For a year.
But my question is, what are you like? You just
become an encyclopedia. That's what this man tried to do. Mm-hmm. He just spent a year studying, getting ready for Jeopardy so that he would be able to do any random question.
Okay, so they are random questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or are they like, hey, this is one of the topics we're going to bring
They're up. They're in a category. Yeah, they have categories, like six categories.
I've seen Jeopardy, I'm just curious.
You're wondering if the contestants know beforehand
I
don't think so.
Because otherwise the show wouldn't be that good, right? If you had like questions that people didn't know, had no idea what.
Right.
Well, I think that's the draw. You and I have no idea what they are, but the other people, they somehow figure it out quickly.
Yeah, those people just seem to know.
Yeah.
This guy's known 29 times.
Yes, it's unbelievable. He's on his way to breaking Ken Jennings, $2.5 million, but Ken Jennings won 74 in a row. The guy who has the record won 74 in a row, and James is at 29. So he's got a long way to go for this win streak, and they did talk to Ken Jennings yesterday on Good Morning America about facing off against James.
I know that you have come back for the Tournament of Champions, so how would you feel about, at one point, you facing off with James?
You know, the thing is, it's been 15 years for me. Right. You know, we'll never know how Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron would have played at the same time because they were decades apart, you know? Like, can I have my 2004 brain back if I play this guy? I think I could hold my own against him even today, but I would need some breaks. It would be all about who found the Daily Doubles. And usually on Jeopardy, I don't need a lot of breaks.
Wow.
Is he arrogant at all?
He was like kind of saying he couldn't, but then he said he could, and then he said he'd win. Yeah.
And you know what he didn't do at the end?
All right, I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that.
He didn't do that. He just stuck to his guns. He stuck to his guns. There's no, I'm
like
sorry.
Like the full-out flamethrower, and then, sorry I did that.
You think if that would be a highly watched television thing.
Oh, yeah.
Those two against each other?
Yeah. Oh, heck man. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I'd be in on that one.
That would be Conor McGregor, almost Floyd Mayweather. Like, yeah.
I'll even say this.
Jeopardy might be on pay-per-view that night.
Let's, for Gonzaga fans, give him a little something. That would be like Omar Samhan versus Rob Sacrick.
Yeah,
I saw Omar in Japan.
I'm sorry about that. And there is your audio vault for a Wednesday. It is the 29th day of May 2019. Let his name forever leave your mouth. Don't bring his name up in the studio.
Oh, trust me. He's a clown.
Yeah, he's the worst.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You want a fat, jolly baby? You give your wife avocado.
Kevin James.
While she's pregnant, you give her avocado. And then while she's breastfeeding, you give her avocado.
That's it.
You make a nice, fat, juicy baby.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
And thanks to Les Schwab Tire for being here today. We appreciate them. And McDonald's for being part of the show. Our good friend Rob Sacre is now in studio.
I don't like it. I don't like them talking when we're going to go back on the air. I don't like it. There needs to be a 1 minute cutoff. Kevin and Rob sit next to each other during Wobber Wednesday.
Just like little schoolgirls.
Unbelievable.
All I know is I just have to be more on my toes.
Thank you.
I
because Kevin, yeah. I blame
I,
you,
I
actually.
I leaned way away.
No,
did you notice where I went?
Blame...
I went way away from the mic, and all he was saying is, the last thing he said,
I'll go work at 7-Eleven.
I'd rather work at 7-Eleven before I did that.
Okay. I mean, I'm like to Kevin, I'm like, Kevin, I have my headphones on, I'm going to start talking, and then you asked him another question.
Well, we get so enthusiastic about our conversations.
I'm aware of it.
It's hard to catch up with Rob when you haven't seen him for months. Man. It's like, geez.
Who are you telling?
So here's the deal. I know we got real quick right here. We can get to a couple questions people have had off the text line. You can text your questions in for Rob, 434.
The ones in capitals are the best.
You like caps. 434-8623. Rob likes all caps.
Yep. So, caps lock, no cap.
Rob, people want to know, and again, Rob Sacre in studio, former Gonzaga Bulldog, basketball player, just got back from Japan playing overseas. People want to know about the GOATs. We had a big situation where you had GOATs, then you didn't like the GOATs. Are the GOATs still alive?
GOATs are still alive.
How many?
Two. Herman and Kobe. And
there was a third at one point?
Charlie. R.I.P.
Okay. R.I.P. That's enough.
You really mean the P?
Yeah.
Or is it just rest?
It's just R.I.
Just rest. Yeah. Rest in my yard.
Yeah.
R.I.D. Rest in dirt.
Yeah. And, I let them out and they were grazing in the yard.
Okay.
So you have what for animals right now?
Two horses, two goats, two dogs, my mother-in-law's wiener dog, and a cat, Bubbles.
And the next animal, now as we head into summer of 2019.
There's 2x2 for a while there.
It was.
Yeah, 2x2. Yeah.
Okay.
All boys, though. I don't have any female animals.
Rob?
That's controlling the population, then, clearly.
You head into 2019, the summer of 2019, baby. You are due for another animal.
Oh, man.
The next animal that is going to grace the Sacre house is...
Wow, this is exciting.
What would it be?
I know what you need.
Oh, I
really thought about a donkey, a miniature donkey.
Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
And then our buddy Jeff came over,
loud.
You're good.
They're so loud.
Hey, how about a potbelly pig?
Oh no,
I don't believe pigs as animals or pets.
It's a potbelly pig. It's a cute. It's pig. Little. It can walk around the house.
What about a cow?
A Jersey cow?
Yeah, like a cow.
Holstein.
Wait. How do you not have chickens?
What about
for
chickens?
Eggs?
Because I'm never here to take care of the chickens.
Okay, that's
I want chickens.
Hey, you're here right now.
I would love chickens, but you got to be there for them in the wintertime. Chickens are...
That's very responsible.
I can also see Rob, and for people who don't know Rob, you can see a picture of him on our social media, Instagram, our Facebook. You can see a picture of Rob with you guys today. One of the things about Rob that fascinates me is he's so country, and it's awesome. I truly believe if Rob had chickens, he would get the eggs and take the eggs to his yolks up north and try to trade them for their cream.
Barter.
Because
Barter.
He loves the cream, that's the heavy duty stuff. I could see Rob going in without money and being like, I will trade you two dozen eggs for, yes, that is how you work.
Yeah, I am country enough to do that.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, well, can I interest you in 14 sacrilege?
Just sit outside in front of my like chicken eggs for sale.
100%. That's at
the end of your driveway.
Lemonade and eggs. Lemonade and eggs. I'll give you an ice cream cone if you want to leave, too.
Not a bad business. I mean, at some point you'll retire from basketball. You'll probably need something to do. Selling chicken eggs sounds great.
Yeah. Spokane's favorite egg salesman.
Oh, boy.
I'm good on that. Yeah. Maybe a cow.
Yeah. Cow. No,
but
it's not really a pet.
I told you, I'm feeling that Costco came close to my house, and I'm feeling trapped now. I feel like people are all over me now. Feel trapped.
You didn't buy enough acreage. Is that the problem?
It's not that, man.
It's just too close to town?
Too close to town. Too close to
get out. You got to get out.
I do. I do, man. I talked to my wife about that.
Oh,
you know what we thought? So we went to that shed, Hickory Shed, up north. Bing. Okay. There we go. Hickory Sheds, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They have one.
Yes.
They have one where it's like just a house.
Yeah.
So Vinny and I were talking.
Vinny is your wife.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's not a man's name.
Right. No. Well, it is, but it's also his wife's nickname.
Yeah, her name is actually Vanessa. Yeah. But right. Call her Vinny.
So these hickory sheds, they're just large, they're just gigantic sheds.
There's one that has like a little porch.
Yeah, it's a little cabin.
Yeah,
Buy five of those and just put it on an outlandish big property.
So there's 100 acres and five houses, like, five mini houses.
Five like ones? In a circle.
Yeah. And
like,
why don't you do seven?
Each kid have their own house.
What a great idea.
And then wait, one for you and one for your wife, just for when you want to be alone.
Right.
You have your man house, and then you have your
kid
house.
In a circle
house.
With like a common grounds in the middle?
Yeah, say a fire pit.
A fire pit in the middle, meeting place.
Yeah.
We got to roast up some meat.
All right, dinner's in our place. Yeah. All right, go back to your cabin.
Wow. Get out.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Probably six cabins.
Probably six.
Mother-in-law.
Yeah, but she's fine. Yeah. Sell and just get a bunch of land. And
okay.
Get a bunch of little cabins and live in that. I think that would be ideal.
So that might be a plan.
An outhouse in the middle.
Okay. Yeah. How many next to the fire?
Are you thinking, like, how many acres you need?
I've already been looking into it. It's finding that one spot, man.
And you want no one near you. So
if you have that much acreage.
You have to go pretty far.
I know. If you have that much acreage, you're not dealing with people.
Right.
So, we were talking about it. We were like, let's just downsize.
And you're looking for a place downsize where you can
the house, upsize the land.
Five cabins in the middle of the property where no one can.
Five cabins at least close to where I can get to my kids and I'm not running a mile down.
You can ride a horse or an ATV. Ride it over to Q's.
Q's. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll help you out with this. This is going to be great. What a great plan.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Kevin, oh, yeah.
You got to downsize, Kev.